My name is Ashok Molu, and in this program we'll be talking about leishmaniasis, a parasitic disease which puts an estimated 350 million people at risk. Leishmaniasis is prevalent in 88 countries. An estimated 12 million people in the world are infected, with roughly 2 million new cases per year. Global mortality from leishmaniasis is around 59,000 annually, although it's believed the figure may be much more higher due to lack of reliable data. There's been a noticeable increase in the number of cases, and this is mainly due to the development of transmission in cities, population mobility, exposure of people who are not immune to the cycle, the deterioration of social and economic conditions in outlying areas of cities, malnutrition, which leads to the weakening of the immune system, the overlapping of visceral leishmaniasis and AIDS, where 34 out of the 88 endemic countries have reported co-infection. Leishmaniasis is transmitted to humans by the bite of blood-sucking insects and sand flies. There are two basic forms of leishmaniasis, and these are cutaneous and visceral leishmaniasis. The cutaneous form, which is the most common, causes ulcers on the face, arms, and legs. Although the ulcers heal spontaneously, they cause serious disability and leave severe and permanently disfiguring scars. Visceral leishmaniasis, which attacks internal organs, is the most severe form of the disease and may cause epidemic outbreaks with a high mortality rate. Left untreated, visceral leishmaniasis can kill within 2 years. First-line treatment for visceral leishmaniasis is by injection and calls for hospitalization. This poses major financial and logistic problems to patients in rural areas who have to travel a long way to treatment centers. Early treatment helps, but many patients, mostly in rural areas, are either unaware of initial symptoms or health systems are non-existent or poorly equipped. Unavailability of data from more than half of the 88 endemic countries makes it difficult to assess the real impact of the disease. The most cost-effective method to prevent the disease is the use of bed nets impregnated with long-lasting insecticides.